Coaches, there's no greater investment that you can make than investing in your athletes. Developing them into better people then in turn will help them be better athletes. See, it always starts with character. Character is the difference maker. And for us, within our coaches membership, we want to develop the character in your athletes, which then in turn will improve their leadership to help drive you closer to winning. And our coaches membership is the tool that will unpack and unleash that for your team. Join the thousands of teams around the country. If you're not a member, make sure you don't go into another season without becoming one. Check out our coaches membership. It gives you everything you need to develop your athletes into the leaders needed to win. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A.
Thank you for hanging with us. I'm Adam alongside Kyle of the Lead 'Em Up team here. And today, man, we're going to give a shout out to our good friend, our teammate, our partner in crime, Mr. Leon Thurston Lee Jr. If you follow him on social, part of the Lead 'Em Up team, who is one of the best people you will ever meet. And I mentioned in a past episode how August is certainly our busiest month. And the third week of August in Maryland, oh, man, we're rocking and rolling, Kyle. You flew up from Florida. Obviously, I'm in Maryland. Leon's in Maryland. And we had 17 campus days during a basically an eight-day period. And we taught 98 teaching sessions. We had over 5,000 student athletes engage and participate. I mean, we were rocking and rolling throughout the state, all throughout all different counties and such. And it was awesome. It was awesome. And it was cool because I got a chance to sit in on some of the sessions with you, right? You got a chance to sit in on some of the sessions with me. You got a chance to sit in with Leon and Leon vice versa to you. And I got a chance to vice versa with Leon as well, which is good for us just to continue to grow as teachers and coaches, because we were able to give some critique to each other and some feedback, and also just kind of pick up new ways of teaching it. Like I see you do something slightly different on how you present a theme and lead them up and vice versa. Well, the other day during one of our final ones, I'm sitting there with Leon, and Leon is we're back at our old high school. Both Leon and I went to Watkins Mill High School in Maryland, where the program actually originated in back in 2015 with their Watkins Mill football team, our first ever team. So it was cool for Leon and I to do a campus day back at Watkins Mill. And we were taking turns. He was doing a session, then I'd do the next, and then he'd do the next, vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting in one of his sessions, and he is teaching the green team. And obviously, as you know, in the green team, we have that six-word mission statement. It is to remove red, sway gray, and build green. If you want to build a money team. Right? That is what you got to do. And when we talk about removing of red, we always and are very clear that we are trying to remove red traits, red characteristics, right. Red behaviors. Now, once again, the teams and the groups, they define what red looks like in their environment. So there's not a prescribed set of red traits and characteristics, but things that essentially move you closer to losing, further away from winning, essentially is the theme. So as Leon is teaching that, one of the players raises his hand, and Kyle, you know, for all your years, two decades in education, right? Us doing this for a living, there are moments in live trainings, just like moments in real life of coaching and teaching, where one, you never know what your player is going to say.
No.
You don't know what they're going to ask. There are moments where they ask you things that causes you to stumble a little bit, or potentially stumble, or to my favorite, just give a little insight into one of my secrets there is, or cause me to have to process on the fly and I can't come up with it right away. So I immediately ask, what does everyone else think before I share my answer, which is my buffer to give me a minute or two to create an answer. Okay.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Leon gets asked a question from a player, says, why not just get rid of the red player? Ooh, I'm sitting there. I want you to picture it, Kyle. I'm sitting there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's see what you got for this one, Leon. Let's see how you're going to respond to this one. Because it was one of those that as I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking, you know, what would I say to that answer? Like, why not just remove the red person? Like, why make that distinction that we're not trying to remove red people, red character? Why not just remove the red person? And bam, on the fly, Leon is quick. He's sharp. He said, without any hesitation, actually, because we believe in hope. He said, in addition to that, it's because you're looking at someone who is red. He goes on to quickly tell a story that it took him 5 years to graduate high school. He was down in the dumps. He was doing his own thing. He was getting caught up in this and getting caught up in that. But there were people around him that had hope for him, even when he couldn't see it for himself, and that really poured into him and led him and helped him get out of the red. And as he said today, he goes, and now I'm able to say, man, I'm living in the green. He said, we don't want to get just immediately look to get rid of red people because we believe in hope. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a powerful response. He nailed it.
And you can tell it resonated in the room. You could just feel it in the room. That when he said that, the coaches, the players, myself, even Leon, as he processed it on the fly, you could tell like, he knew he had a golden response to that. But that response is one that I think we all need to just kind of continue to just wrestle with in this world of leadership development, in this world of pouring into our teams, pouring into our players. I think we have to be individuals that believe in hope, that 100% believe we can get our players, get those that we're leading under our guidance, under our supervision, under our mentorship, that we can pour into them and develop them and grow them. We have to believe in hope.
And the reason why that goes back to my nature in teaching and coaching at the high school level is always like psychologically, when we look at individuals, we all want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. No matter if the person could be the reddest person in the room, but deep down at their core, they're longing to be a part of something that's special, to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And for Leon to share that statement, you know, we believe in hope. It's so powerful and such a great reminder for us all that sometimes all it takes is one person to believe in someone, to offer that olive branch of hope, and then they're able to get to that place. Where they want to be and where they want to belong. But we can't give up, because that's what leaders don't give up. Now, certainly people make a choice sooner or later whether they're going to stay on the path that they're on, if they're going to improve or not. But at the first instance of it, we don't know what they're going through. We don't know their backstory. We don't know what's led them to be there. And we might just be the person that gets them out of that situation. It's such a powerful reminder.
It is a powerful reminder. Now, there is a practical reality that has to be faced with red, right? When we talk about that, and I'll share some thoughts here in a moment. I mean, there does come times where you do have to disconnect, okay? And I think that's one of the hardest things for coaches to process is when do you finally disconnect? Because I do believe most coaches believe in hope. Right. They believe they can get the most out of their players. They believe that there's good inside of them, even if they're not exhibiting those behaviors in the moment. They believe. Right. But there also comes a time if it continues, to your point, if they continue down a path, that you do have to make the wise decision, which in some cases is to step away. And once again, we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, it reminds me that this whole theme of we believe in hope is one of the things that I lived on from an encouragement standpoint for the first 3 or 4 years of Lead 'Em Up. We used this language. Don't think I use this language that much anymore, just because I don't know, no particular reason why I don't share it anymore. But I mean, we even had a blog on our Lead 'Em Up site back in the beginning with this theme. It was called The Corner. You remember that, Kyle? Yeah, we don't really have it anymore. We've kind of changed language of sorts, but basically, we would spotlight players that had turned the corner. Yep. Essentially, what we want our players to do. We want them, in many cases, if they're flirting with red and gray, if they're living in that way, we are hopeful, believing, right? Clinging to the hope that one day they will turn the corner. And I remember back in the day, I used to always say to myself, like, and I think I've even shared this with you and probably on old podcasts, that the hope was that the corner was always near. Right. That the corner was always near. Like, we didn't know when the player would turn the corner, but you had to believe and hold on to the hope that the corner was near. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's a month from now. Maybe their light bulb moment, their aha moment's 6 months from now. But you just got to believe that it's near, and you got to keep fighting. And I remember early on, there'd be players that would, you know, that let's be honest, their behavior doesn't give you much hope. So if you just look on it in and of itself, just in what's in front of you, you could find yourself hopeless for that individual. But you had to train yourself mentally to say, you know what, I'm not going to necessarily buy into that. I'm going to control my thinking on this, and I'm going to believe that the corner is near for them. I don't know when it is, but you know, I think they're going to turn it soon. I believe in it. And for the longest time, and even still, whether I use that language or not, it's still part of my thought process. I mean, I've got players right now that are continuing to just cause us and their coaches to scratch their heads.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what are they doing? Like, why do they keep doing that? Why are they thinking that way? When are they going to mature? When are they going to grow up? When are they going to stop engaging in those behaviors? I mean, that is absolutely a reality. I mean, everywhere I can tell you story after story after story of players right now that are still processing it. But man, you got to believe that, like, the corner's near, right? I don't know when, I don't know what it'll look like. It may not even be, you know, that they fully transform. Maybe it's incremental growth along the way, right? But you got to believe in hope. And I just loved that reminder from Leon. And I know it resonated with people because it got shared a lot. It got shared a lot. I saw it being shared off our Lead 'Em Up, because we kind of spotlighted this story. And, you know, if it's being shared, that means people are agreeing and it's resonating with them. But, hey, you just got to believe in hope. And I think we all, Kyle, have stories of individuals that have demonstrated why we should be hopeful.
Right. Those redemption stories, the people that do turn the corner, people that share that those individuals had an impact on their lives, and they don't know where they'd be without someone believing in that and someone offering that. So those are the stories that we need to cling to, that need to kind of fuel our fire to continue to pour into others.
Hey, this is Josh from Chick-fil-A and author of the Adulting 101 book series, and this is today's leadership nugget. Communicate praise in public and critique in private. When praising someone on your team, it is oftentimes best to do that in the presence of others and acknowledge specifically why you are praising the person beyond simply a good job. But when feedback needs to take place, always do that in a private setting. Communicating frustration or criticism in front of others is a quick way to alienate the person you're trying to help. Now let's jump back into the episode.
So right now, coaches, if you have players that, you know, they do keep repeating the same mistakes, they keep engaging in the behaviors they shouldn't, they keep going down paths that they probably should avoid, they keep causing you to scratch your head and find yourself in moments of discouragement in the midst of leading them, allow this message to be a voice of encouragement for you, right? Believe in the hope, right? That the corner is near, that, you know, look for the things that are positive. But once again, we also have to be realistic on this. We have to be understanding of the practical reality that, you know, at what point does believing in hope of somebody actually then begin to cross over this line where now you are, instead of being admirable, right? Instead of being, you know,
yeah, you're doing the noble thing.
The noble thing, that now you're actually looking foolish. Now you're being taken advantage of. Now they're walking over you, right? They are causing detriment. That's a balance that, like, nobody can fully tell you exactly when it is. And I don't even know the right answer to it. Every situation is nuanced, and you know, coaches are always so nuanced. It's hard. I mean, look at like Kayla Smith, our partner there at Chick-fil-A, that is a great supporter of Lead 'Em Up. She was at a recent campus day that she sponsored in Maryland at Seneca Valley High School. Whenever we have our sponsors work together, we give them an opportunity at the end of the session to share for a few minutes just simply how the theme of whatever we were teaching plays out in real life, like actually bringing it into in that case, her professional setting. And she had a great line. Oh my gosh. It was a shot to the heart type line. Yeah. She said, you know, this green team is real. The grays and the reds, these dynamics are real. We teach it in our location with our staff. We teach it to our leadership at Chick-fil-A. It is real. There are employees that are green. There's employees that are gray. There's employees that are red. And I absolutely am hopeful for those that are in the red, and I pour into them and I want the best out of them. And I want to lift them up and bring them in. But please also recognize the reality that if you live in the red too long, that is, I begin creating your exit strategy.
Yeah.
And oh, it's true.
It is true. And going back to the nuance part of it is what we say in through our 40 red dash exercises, like we're all human. It's okay to have the red moments, but it's not okay to live there. And, you know, that's where your judgment of character comes in as a coach is, you know, things that I would look for. Am I seeing any signs of improvement? Does it seem genuine? Does it seem real when you're having those conversations? If there's been growth and there's been improvement, then you're probably able to give them a little bit more flexibility and freedom. But if it's something where it's continually met with resistance and in the red, then you would be foolish to continue down that path because you're sacrificing the greater good of the team for one individual. And then that's where you need to be clear in your communication with that person is, I believe in you and I want you on this team. I want you to be here. I want to help you out, but I can't do that at the detriment of the team with the other people that are in this locker room. And you in your deepest part of your heart don't want me to do that either, because then it's, you know, you're hurting the people that you probably care about. So those are some things that come to mind with how we navigate that and the nuances and the challenges of that dynamic.
And Kyle, frankly, I want to do a part two on this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
When do you cut ties with the red player? When do you move on? So, I mean, because on one end, we're over here saying in this episode, you got to believe in hope.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there's also a quote that I absolutely love. Walk with those who want it, love those who don't want it, but walk with those who do.
Right.
I mean, there comes a point where like, listen, if you don't want it, I can't keep walking with you. I'm going to continue loving you. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be here for you. I'm available when and if you're ready, but I can't keep walking with you.
Yeah, not right here, not in this moment, but you're right. I'm still here. I'm still available. And we'll still, you know, be here to help you out. But when you're ready for it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we do, you know, absolutely record a part two on this, because I would love to actually collect some feedback from some coaches just based on their experience. Hey, when in your opinion, is it time to finally cut and move on from the red, right? Because I think we need to balance this. We need to live in a place where like we are believing in hope and believing we can get them to turn the corner, but we also need to know when is the line drawn.
Right.
When is the line drawn that we've got to distance ourselves and let them kind of go on their own, right, for a moment, or figuring it out on their own for a moment. It's a balance, but nonetheless, not to kind of be disremoved from this theme here, the theme of just Leon believing in hope is going to stay with me for a while. Just that line. It's going to, when I hear about the frustrations people are having with red players on their team or frustrations teammates are having with their red teammates, it's just going to be an active thought living front of mind for me that like, I want to believe in hope. Yeah, I want to continue believing absolutely. In hope. I want to continue giving and pouring in and trying my best to get them to turn the corner. And I just love that reminder from Leon. And hopefully that was a piece of encouragement for you as a coach, you know, about why we want to continue, you know, not immediately looking to remove red people, right? Because we believe in the hope. So Kyle, appreciate you. Yeah. Appreciate you. Just an episode of encouragement. Stay tuned for part two. We are going to do a part two on this. All right.
Yeah, I'm excited
to learn kind of where that line is. And we'll see where that one goes. I'm curious and anxious to do some research on that, to collect some feedback and just insight from other coaches. But Kyle, appreciate you as always. I am Adam. And on behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, have fun and lead 'em up.